This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gava. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Kyiv, Ukraine after completing his successful visit to Poland. The Indian community accorded a very warm welcome to Modi on his arrival. In his departure statement, Modi said that he is looking forward to the opportunity to build upon earlier conversations with President Zelensky on strengthening bilateral cooperation and share perspectives on a peaceful resolution of the ongoing Ukraine conflict. He said India hopes for an early return of peace and stability in the region. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine after the diplomatic relations between the two countries began in 1992. Modi and Zelensky will hold discussions on the entire gamut of bilateral relations. This visit is taking place against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, which will also form part of the discussions. The first National Space Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the main function, which was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has made important contributions not only to the space sector but also to the socio-economic development of the country. She said this while addressing the maiden National Space Day program in New Delhi today. The president said space exploration has increased the capabilities of human beings, transformed the imagination into reality, and revealed the secrets of universe. Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath, and many other dignitaries attended the program. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh arrived in Washington yesterday evening on a four-day visit to the United States at the invitation of the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. During the visit, Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his U.S. counterpart and will also meet the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The Defense Minister will also chair a high-level roundtable meeting with the U.S. defense industry on the ongoing and future defense collaborations. The United States has committed support for India's military modernization initiatives to drive forward the U.S.-India roadmap for defense industrial cooperation, strengthening maritime domain awareness in the Indian Ocean region, and India's support for the rule of law in the Arabian Sea and adjacent waterways. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched Create in India Challenge Season 1 in New Delhi this evening in the run-up to the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit. Speaking on the occasion, Vaishnav said that the media and entertainment industry has also evolved, significantly boosting the creator economy. The minister said that this creator economy was recognized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who presented the first National Creator Awards. He said the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, is set to take place for the first time, and the ministry has received a lot of positive feedback. The minister said Government of India encourages the new creators economy as it can generate employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on next Sunday. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the third episode after Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website, and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DT News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu visited the state horticulture farm and trout farm at Shergaon on Wednesday. During his visit, the minister interacted with officials from the agriculture and allied departments and discussed various developmental initiatives. Local NGOs showcased their products. Minister Wangsu also met fish farmers who are successfully operating under the Pradhan Mantri Matasya Sampada Yojana and Atma Nirbhar Matasya Palan Yojana. He also visited an agriculture farm in the Shergaon area where persimmons are being kept cultivated under the Mission Organic Value Chain Development. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.